Mexican cowboy. And they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on what's left of this Tuesday morning. It is primary runoff day here in Alabama, and we've heard from all the candidates except for one joining us here now on the line. He's running for United States Senate. Friend of the program, Jared Hudson, is making time for us. Jared, how are you doing?
Man, doing good, brother. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you having me, bro.
Hey, anytime, anytime. You've been very helpful to this program over this cycle and even before that. But how you feeling today? Kind of give us a rundown from your neck of the woods.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, God's blessed us tremendously. He's paved an unbelievable road. The fact that I'm even, you know, having this conversation with you at this point in the race is a testament to what God's done, what our team has done, the work they've put in. You know, I'm just a name on a ballot, but this is about the people of Alabama, and this is about, you know, the Lord paving an unbelievable road. So we feel great, and we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully people get out and vote today. I think that's the most important thing, is get out and vote. It's the most important thing you can do. Now, I believe I'm the best man for the job, and I would ask for you to vote for Jared Hudson for U.S. Senate. But either way, whoever you're voting for, that is what we're supposed to do in a democratic republic. And it's unbelievably important that you get out and vote in this runoff election, because it determines our future.
Well, I mean, it's been a heck of a journey for you. And you started out, single digits. And as you said, here you are today. It's a runoff day. And you got a shot at being a United States Senator. But kind of talk about where you are today, what you got going on. What does election day look like for you?
Yeah, so election day for me right now, we, you know, spent some time in the office this morning, a few radio shows, a few shows we had to call in, and then obviously talk to some friends. We got a great team, on the phones with people, making sure we're getting out the vote. But today, we're not going around anywhere. I've spent some time in the Word this morning doing my normal thing, doing the little commentary I do for my daughters. So I did that work this morning. I'll probably do a little more this afternoon, and just spending time praying and thanking God for the opportunity to be able to do this. I mean, it's been a long, well, over a year now since I announced, but it's come to the end, and we're looking forward to being able to hang out with some people tonight and celebrate a victory, hopefully, and God getting the honor and glory for all of it. So just kind of hanging out with the family and spending the day relaxing, because the hay's in the barn, brother. We're just waiting for people to get out and cast their votes.
Yeah, and so here we are. There may be people listening to this program that they listen a few times a year, like when an election comes around, but they're going to vote. Maybe they haven't made up their mind. Make a kind of your closing argument here for why you should be their choice.
Yeah, well, number one, as you know, I'm a born-again believer in the person of Jesus Christ. Number two, I'm a seventh-generation Alabama family man. I got a beautiful wife and three beautiful little girls. And number three, Navy SEAL sniper, current law enforcement officer, and the CEO of a nonprofit that combats human trafficking. Those things define Jared Hudson, but the reason I'm running for the U.S. Senate is because all of those things I just mentioned are impacted. One, it's a call from God. Two, it impacts my family in the future and your family as well. And number three, what I've done as a warfighter, law enforcement officer, or a nonprofit CEO, all of these things can be impacted from the position of U.S. Senator. But one step further, as a U.S. Senator, I'm supposed to represent the people that I'm elected to represent, the people of Alabama, and making sure that we fight for the people of Alabama, fight tooth and nail to deliver on affordability, deliver on security. We see what's happening with Iran right now, the IRGC, and the deals that the president's trying to make, making sure that we put fighters in place to deliver on that, deliver on things like the Save America Act, fight against leadership like Senator Thune, who seems to be doing things that are the antithesis of what our Constitution allows and the antithesis of what we believe as Americans and Alabamians. That is what I want to go do. Go and fight on your behalf in D.C. and bring your issues to Washington and not the issues of Washington to you, the people of Alabama. So I hope to earn your trust and support. I hope that I earn your vote. I would be honored to earn your vote. Vote Jared Hudson for the U.S. Senate today. If you don't know about me, you can check us out at HudsonForAlabama.com and look at all the social medias, like, share, and follow, and get to know a little bit about me before you cast your vote at the polls today.
And real quick, while we got you, I'm going to ask you to put your pundit hat on. But looking at this Iran deal, now, we don't know many of the particulars, but do you feel good about where we are going forward?
Well, I mean, I don't feel good about where we are with anything that deals with the IRGC. But, you know, if we can, again, like the president said from the get-go, limit their ability to obtain a nuclear weapon, that's going to be huge. They've already proven that if they had a nuclear payload, that they could pretty much hit anywhere in Europe with it when they cranked off that ICBM over Diego Garcia. So that is a huge piece of it. A 60-day ceasefire and peace deal is huge. And then opening the straits, that is the most important thing. I actually spent time working in the straits when I was in the SEAL team. And I can tell you, opening the straits, because it impacts global markets, obviously our oil market affordability being a huge issue in America, but here in Alabama, I think that that's going to be unbelievably helpful. It's going to help our farmers with their input costs. I know fertilizer costs being extremely high. So I think opening the straits is going to be the biggest thing that would be unbelievably beneficial if that's a part of the deal. We'll find out on Friday, from my understanding. Is that correct? Friday seems to be the day that we get that locked down, hopefully.
That's what it sounds like from the administration. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so we can just hope and pray that that they come to the table, we're able to make a deal, limit their ability to get a nuclear weapon, but also open the straits and start impacting global markets so that it does, the affordability piece and the huge driver of inflation that war is, doesn't absolutely continue to crush the American people, people of Alabama.
Last question, we'll get you out of here on this. Where are you spending election night?
We're going to be at Brock's Gap Brewery in Hoover. So it's right by the Hoover Met. It's a restaurant, brewery, big event space. So y'all come out, see us. I think it's on our social media. They put up a flyer for it. I don't get to always see the different things they put up on social media, but I'm pretty sure it's on there. I believe the event starts at 6 o'clock. It might be 7 o'clock that it starts, but y'all come out and hang out with us tonight. It's going to be a great time watching the results come in, but more importantly, watching the people of Alabama exercise a right that our democratic republic allows us to have, because everybody else in the world doesn't have this. So it's important you get out and vote and then celebrate it with us this evening.
Jared, but thank you for coming on throughout the cycle. Hopefully we'll talk again soon, but best of luck to you today.
Man, thank you so much, Jeff. Likewise. God bless, brother.
All right. Jared Hudson, ladies and gentlemen, candidate for United States Senate. So there you have it. You heard from all six of the top of the ballot. Yesterday we did Ag Commission. There's some other things on the ballot throughout the land. I think there's maybe a school board seat, two House runoffs, and then everything else statewide, PSC, Chip Beaker and Jim Ziegler. And then there are obviously Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, United States Senate. And there you have it, Jared Hudson running for U.S. Senate against Barry Moore. If you haven't cast your ballot, encouraging everybody to get out and vote. So there you have it. 251-343-0106. If you need to be in touch with the program, all you got to do is hit me up on the text line, and we'll respond to whatever it is that is on your mind. Recapping the news real quick. Kind of interesting thing going on. J.D. Vance, our vice president, is on a book tour right now. So he's talking a lot about this stuff. I don't know if it's really revealing much that we didn't already know. But he's got a memoir and kind of talking about it. Any of y'all see the Hillbilly Elegy movie or even read the book? I obviously did both during the 24 cycle. Is he setting himself up for a 2028 presidential run? Just went on The View, I think. I don't know how that went. I can't imagine it went without some kind of contentious back and forth. But we're after today, after this cycle's over, guess what? It's presidential election time. My guess, maybe you see a Marco Rubio, maybe you see a J.D. Vance. Also something you got to watch here, and we're way putting the cart way ahead of the horse here, already talking about 28. These guys are starting to kind of set up. They're watching what's going on in these midterms, these midterm primaries. But now you're getting commitments. You're looking and seeing, well, what's the mood of the Republican electorate? What's the mood of the Democrat electorate? And the Democrat electorate's red hot right now. They don't like that Supreme Court decision on the Louisiana case. They are going to vote. Now, the Jeff Poor theorem here that the we have not had a Democrat Party civil war. We're due. Does the built-in animosity toward this president, does it stretch into 2028? Does that become an organizing principle for Democrats? Do you see Republicans start to distance themselves from Trump the way that Republicans did with Bush during the 08 cycle? I was at the Republican convention in Minneapolis in 08. It was like Sarah Palin's big debut. And she did really well. George Bush was not there. Very unique set of circumstances where you don't have the incumbent president of a party not speak in person at the convention. I think he did it via video. There was some kind of a hurricane threat in Louisiana, if I recall. But we're kind of in this, we're in the dead heat of a midterm election cycle. And I'm going to be honest, it doesn't look good for Republicans. That's, sorry that offends you, but, that's just the natural course of history. They call it the 7-year itch. In this case, you had a Biden administration that was not that spectacular. It really hurt Democrats. Arguably, the Trump presidency is going a little better than Biden's, but that's not really how this works. So while we're keenly focused on this, and this is kind of setting up for the future, I mean, what does start talking about 2028? We'll have a Senate race on the ballot, but, Katie Britt will be hard to beat. And then perhaps, potentially, assuming the Alabama legislature sees fit, a 7-0 map in Alabama. So a lot kind of setting the stage there. And then they'll look at this election tonight. They'll look at the kind of voters, the kind of candidates who get elected. And win these runoff elections. And a lot of the strategy for the next election is starting to come together. Also got Iran deal. People feel generally good about that. Markets, we got $75 a barrel crude. Down $5 today. That oil price is dropping. Brent. Around the 78, you're going to see those gas prices come down. You're going to see a glut of oil, I think, because all these shipping containers that have been sitting trying to get through the Strait of Hormuz are, in theory, going to start moving through, and that oil's got to go somewhere. The refining capacity will have something to say about that, but it'll be cheap to manufacture gasoline. And I think you're going to see gas prices. It's going to be a strange anomaly that you see gas prices go down in the summer months. And then as we head into Labor Day, well, we got a long summer ahead of us. And midterm elections. Maybe that takes some of the burden, some of the onus off of Republicans running for re-election, trying to hold on to Congress, but you got to look at Democrats. Democrats, they got a tough road to hoe. They got to figure out what the party is. It's got to be something more than anti-Trump. I think you're seeing a lot of the more progressive wing kind of show its muscle here. And we get more Zohran Mandami type candidates. That's where the energy is. It's an overheated Democrat electorate. Problem for Democrats today in Alabama, at least, they can't vote in this runoff because they vote, you know, they had really good turnout. Once you vote in that Democrat primary, you are not eligible to run in the runoff. That's a state law. But we're seeing low turnout. Let's see here. Pritchard police officer is facing federal charges after prosecutors alleged he used his position to assist drug traffickers and violent offenders conceal evidence tied to a murder-for-hire investigation, orchestrated a lawful traffic stop, and accept bribes in exchange for keeping individuals out of jail. Emmanuel Naaman Dotch II was indicted on multiple federal counts stemming from what investigators describe as a pattern of corruption and abuse of authority. So, dirty cop getting indicted here by the federal system for a number of counts. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back to wrap it all up. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.